Stay in the know on all things Toronto with these highlights from the Toronto Today reporting team this week. Most Presto Child Pass users are adults. TTC. Adults' use of TTC Child Passes is rampant, but it appears that changing the sound a Child Presto card makes when tapped has significantly tamped down on the fraudulent behavior. Toronto Today reporter Patrick Kane did an analysis of about 8 million lines of data released by Metrolinx to discover that the change resulted in a significant drop in Child Pass use, though most Child Pass users are still adults. A Presto card reader is seen at a TTC station in Toronto. Patrick Kane, Village Media. Toronto, unfairly, turned refugee claimants away from shelters, watchdog finds. Toronto Today's Aidan Chamundi reports on findings from Ombudsman Kwame Addo that have prompted a rare disagreement between his office and City Manager Paul Johnson. Addo wrote that Toronto's move to exclude some refugee claimants from the city shelter system in late 2022 amounted to anti-black racism, while Johnson told reporters that he disagreed with some of the findings. Toronto City Hall. Patrick Kane, Village Media. Torontonians urged to skate elsewhere as Lake Ontario ice expected to be below normal. Do you have plans to skate on Lake Ontario this winter? Don't do it. Toronto Today reporter Alex Flood spoke to a meteorologist who said that lake ice is expected to be below normal due to higher than average temperatures, making the ice unsafe to skate on. Resist the temptation for an Insta-worthy skating shot, and avoid frozen lakes and rivers this season. Toronto's skyline, as seen from the harbor in Lake Ontario, courtesy of Wikimedia Commons. Alleged trafficking of endangered monkeys to Canada slammed by Toronto experts, MPPs. While the U.S. stopped allowing Cambodian monkeys into the country following a smuggling investigation, Toronto Today reporter Catherine Manny asks, why hasn't Canada done the same? She spoke to one of dozens of Canadian academics calling on the federal government to follow the United States' lead and halt imports of long-tailed macaques, suspected of being endangered, from Cambodia. A caged long-tailed macaque. PETA. Federal NDP intervenes in Davenport nomination race, postponing vote over membership list, concerns. Local NDP members are reeling after the federal party intervened in the Davenport riding's candidate election, cancelling the scheduled vote. Toronto Today reporter Gabe Oatley spoke to local party members, candidates and federal NDP staff about the decision to postpone, which the federal party says was due to issues with membership lists. Federal NDP nominee for Davenport Sandra Souza points to a sign on the door of the George Chavallo Neighborhood Center in Toronto on Sunday, December 8, 2024. The sign informed party members that the NDP federal nomination vote, which was scheduled to take place on December 8, had been postponed. Sandra Souza supplied.